Then you have your postage and your packing to pay for. Then you have your time that you spend packing it up. You have your time you spend listing it. You know, so really, my $4 is going to be my price point. I'm going to get rid of anything less than $4.
I think that's great advice. And you know, like I say on eBay, if it's less than $10, don't do it. And I'm getting to that point with books, too. If it's less than $10, I'm not going to do it. So,
well, books, you know, somehow it's a little different. Let me just
have
a little point. Because books, if you have a high-ranking book, I mean a low-ranking book, like, for instance, suppose you found a book that was under 1,000 in the ranking on Amazon, and you've got it, you picked it up, and you were paying 25 cents for it, and it cost you 25 cents, and you're able to sell that book for $6. And you know you can sell that book in a day. Wouldn't you sell it?
Yes, very good point.
So it's not always about the price. It's also about how fast you can turn that book over, because many people, they run their book business on that method, that they buy low-ranking books that don't have that much money in them, but they know they can turn them over really fast, so you make more money.
Yeah, very good advice. We got an email from Jane Harrison. Once again, if anyone has questions, allaboard@mail.com. She says she can see going to a used bookstore on a first visit and doing well with the scanner and getting quite a lot, but when you go back the second time, how do you decide what to scan?
I guess you just have to, it's knowledge and use.
And
as
then
you
also,
do it more, yeah. As you do it more, you start recognizing books that, oh, I've scanned that before, I won't pick it up.
Yeah, that cracks me up when I do that. And then I also, when I go to my thrift stores, when I walk in, I say, what is your new color this week? Because my thrift stores, they change the price tag color every week. So if I go in and pink's the new color, I'll scan all the pink books.
Well, you're very fortunate because I've never come across